You need to be hugged 4 times a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To like not go insane.
Yeah. And to not feel like.
Yes.
What?
Yeah. You otherwise you feel worthless. If you start feeling like your self-esteem starts like shriveling up, you need to be hugged 4 motherfucking times a day.
Hey, yo, what's up? Shit They Don't Tell You is a CastBox original produced in partnership with Studio 71. Do you know that? What's funny about this?
Sorry.
You all happen to think it's very great that Studio 71 is a partnership. Okay. You think it's a joke.
I think it is. Yes, I don't think it's a joke. No, I'm serious. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android. Not a joke.
Oh, yeah? Well, let me tell you something that's real funny then. That's where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You think that's funny too?
No, that's not a joke. Again, that's not a joke. You can actually find all your favorite podcasts. You can also listen to Shit They Don't Tell You wherever you get your podcasts, but we really hope you give CastBox a shot.
Because we think it's the best. No, we don't know. We don't know it's the best, but we do think it's the best.
Is that a joke?
No.
Okay, good.
Why didn't anyone tell me?
Hello, welcome to Shit What They Don't Tell You podcast.
It's not the name of our podcast.
That's the Shit Start That over. They Don't Tell You podcast. That my name
it's
is
It's not
Steve
the. Green. It's just Shit They Don't Tell You podcast.
That's what I said. And today we're joined by our very first guest. She was our first guest, everybody.
She was.
You're not listening to a repeat.
Go
you are
back
listening
and
to
listen.
The current, most current episode featuring Megan Batoon.
Cool.
Woo. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Megan Batoon. She is an entrepreneur. She is a fashion designer. She's a dancer. She is an artist.
Well, I don't, what is a fashion
she?
Designer?
Is the question.
I mean,
she has merch.
Stuff.
Yeah.
But don't you like put together outfits and stuff? I don't know. I think that counts.
Oh, yeah. You're good at styling outfits.
Yeah. I think so.
Well, you know, a fashion designer
I don't know
would
what
be
that
like,
is, I guess.
Like Coco Chanel.
Oh, my
or
bad. Okay. I don't know what that is.
And
I don't
they,
know what
like,
that means.
They like sew. They're like on sewing machines all day and like have mannequins and stuff.
Well, can we have a real fashion designer next time, please?
Yeah, our subject
I'll
is fashion today.
I'll work on that. Next time you have me, I'll be a fashion designer.
I did 3 hours of fashion prep. Great.
Let's be honest. Steve doesn't do any prep for this.
How dare you? No, I don't. I definitely don't.
Yeah. Well, welcome back. You were the first guest on our podcast
so
ever,
cool.
Which was awesome. And then we're also going to be on your podcast later this week. So that's yay. Win-win.
We're cute.
So,
double plug.
We're super
cute.
We're double dating all over the place. Today, speaking of dating, we're talking about love languages.
Have I ever loved language?
Yeah.
Yeah. I should take it again. No, I already know what I am.
We're going to do that later.
We're
going to
take it today.
Sure.
Oh, my gosh.
You and I are taking it.
Yeah. We don't spoil.
Oh, sorry.
It's a spoiler now.
Okay, guys, don't worry. We're going to do that.
Don't worry.
But don't worry.
If you have never heard of love languages, which is why we chose the subject, because neither of us had heard of it before.
What?
Yeah, no. We hadn't heard of it before. No. I think like last year someone said, oh, it's probably because you two have the same love language. And I was like, what is, what's, I thought they were just pulling shit out of their ass. But
yeah, I laughed because I thought it was silly sounding.
No way.
Yeah.
You of all people, Nikki, I feel like you made love languages.
I know, I feel like that too.
This
I
is
do
so
horoscopes,
you.
I would do like... I was like, okay, we're definitely compatible because he's a Virgo, I'm a Scorpio.
Right.
But yeah, I had never really heard of love languages until maybe a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't really look into it, but I thought it was an interesting topic and I think it totally makes sense.
Yeah.
Because the more people, you know, ask relationship advice questions, the more I'm realizing that we just speak the same language in terms of what we value and how we contribute to each other. And the name for that is love languages, like having the same love language. And it's interesting because this is some shit that I wish that someone would have told me earlier, because I always thought, oh, you look for your type, you know, like you like a guy with a sense of humor, for example. And so you're looking at guys with that are really funny, or maybe you like tall people, or maybe you like girls with big boobs, and you think like, oh, this is my type. But really, you could find someone like that and they speak a completely different language than you. And so the relationship doesn't work, even though you feel like you guys were meant to be together.
Totally.
And so I just wanted to talk a little bit about what those love languages are. There are 5 of them. And then we could figure out which ones we are.
There's only 5?
There's 5. I know. There's only 5.
And that covers everything?
Everything.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
2 of them are kind of similar, though.
I think
You'll
so,
see.
Too.
You'll
I know
see.
About one of them. I recall one of them because
What's
you told
you
me
recall?
That I'm that.
Which one?
Quality time.
No, what is it?
That's me. That's you.
But I'm not the gift one.
Nope.
I'm acts of
service.
That's what it
me.
Is.
Oh,
that's me.
Yeah, I said that's That's the one that we have in common.
That's what that's ours, right?
Yeah. So I scored 50-50 on, I'm going to explain these in a second, but I scored 50-50 on the acts of service and the quality time one. Those were like dead even. And then right below that, like 1 point below, was physical touch.
Right.
So there are five love languages. The first one is words of affirmation. So that's praise, saying you did a good job, compliments. If you aren't someone that's getting that in your relationship and that's your love language, then you might feel very
unhappy. I'd be devastated.
And you might wonder,
I'd be on the floor devastated.
Why doesn't this person love me?
Oh, yeah. Nikki does
Wait,
not
Wait, how
give...
are you never on the floor then? I never praise you.
I know, that's what I'm saying. No, that was my love language. I would be on the floor devastated.
Yeah.
I would
no,
be crawling
work.
For water and food and drink.
Yeah, it would be very hurtful. Yeah. You'd feel very,
very
neglected.
Very, very hurtful and neglectful, yeah.
I don't know. I've tried to get better at that because
at words of affirmation.
I don't actually, but I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care either. Just don't say mean things.
Right, yeah, right.
That's all it is. I don't need the high praise stuff.
But some people need constant praise and attention. I'm talking to you, Leo, guys. That's why I could never date a Leo.
Truly. I dated an Aries who needed words of affirmation. I was like,
Wait, but he was an Aries, though. I don't know. I'm just kidding.
Hey, don't act like such a Virgo thing to do. Okay, so that's none of us.
Dudes who need praise, I think, suck.
When people give me praise, I think they're lying. I'm always like, do you have eyes even?
Yeah. And I'll say that. I think that's a general statement that I stand firmly behind.
Yeah. I just didn't get praise growing up. Like, I lived in an Asian dad, you know? I don't know. We did not get praise growing up. It was, expected.
I've known people where it's like, no matter what they did, this needed a party thrown for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we're all there for the party for it. And it's kind of like, okay, but for
and
this?
And it creates those kids that make bad things and they think it's the shit. Like, you know, we know YouTubers like that probably that make really bad videos and they think that they're really, really good. And then they're like, why is no one watching?
I know.
Sad. It's sad, but maybe they didn't need that much praise when they were growing up.
For real.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It's like a skewed mentality. Yikes, this is going to be bad, but only children. I've found I've dated quite a few only children. Not saying all only children are like this.
Right. None of this is a generalization. We're just talking
in
about our own experiences.
I think all only children, except for my buddy Mike, are bad.
See,
bad
there's
people.
An exception.
I think they're just bad people.
And the only children, what happened with them?
Just super spoiled so that when they grow up and they're adults now, they expect everyone to praise them and to get everything and that things are just going to be easier and everything is good that they do.
Yeah.
Which is not the case.
Yeah.
I wish I was. Sometimes ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm I don't know yet because I'm not a father, but I don't think I'm capable of parenting in such a fashion.
I will not be able to do it.
I don't
Me
know.
Neither.
I don't even have a problem giving praise. To anybody.
You give a lot of praise to me.
To
and
you,
that's
yeah,
why I'm
you're
always
a special person,
stop,
though.
You're lying.
You're on a pedestal. I don't give praise to fucking
you're
anybody
blind.
Else.
Yeah.
I don't even really like anybody else.
That's true.
In general.
I told my brother that and he laughed and I was like, no, really, Steve doesn't like anyone except
that.
For me.
Yeah. I only like Nikki. I don't really like a lot of people. I don't know.
Nate's like, thanks, dude.
No, I like my family. I like Megan.
That's good. I was waiting for that.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, long.
Not Mark.
I think Mark's okay. Yeah, Mark's a solid hang.
A solid hang.
All right. So that's words of affirmation. So if you're listening and that's your love language, you couldn't date any of us because we're not going to give it to you. But and these are just good things to know before you get in a relationship. Because a lot of people get in a relationship, they think they love the person, they don't understand why they're so unhappy, and then sometimes it's too late. It's like they get married, they have kids, they're just unhappy throughout all of that. They think maybe the marriage will fix it. They think
I think
the kids
I'm going to force
it.
Yeah. That's what I'll do.
I think it's going
to
work. I think I'll force it.
If you
to the ground. You know what I'm going to do? I think we'll get married, and I think I'm going to force it. Jeez.
It's not even a joke.
I know
that. Yeah.
It's not
They're
even
like,
a joke.
Maybe if I get married, we'll be happy.
It'll just
I know.
Be
I don't know why people think that that's the thing.
Yeah.
That's maybe, not.
You know, it's like we're married and it's like, I'm still unhappy. What do I need?
A kid.
A kid. A kid will fix it.
That's like a dog, too.
Yeah.
When people start getting dogs, I'm like, it's a ticking time bomb. Either marriage is next or breaking up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a band-aid
that's
of some
pretty
sort.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is moving in together. I'm like, when people ask me, when's the right time to move in? I'm like, well, I don't know if there's any one right time, but I would say that it speeds things up.
Yeah.
If you're meant to break up, you'll break up
totally.
Faster. If you're meant to be together, you'll be together faster.
Right.
But,
a little catalyst for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, that makes
Definitely
so much sense. Yeah.
Yeah, because then you find out, like, the everyday thing. It's like you're not just dating them. It's mm-hmm. like you're there every day now. And, like, what's that going to be like? That's the fascinating.
Oh, but if you are in that situation where you're already married, have kids, and you're like, what can I do to make this better? These will be helpful because maybe your partner needs one of these love languages and you aren't giving it to them. So just make a conscious effort to give more of that. So the next one is quality time. Mm. This is the one that I ranked really high with. But this person really values one-on-one alone time with their partner, with no cell phones, no TVs, just like conversation, good time together. That means if you cancel dates on this person, they'll be fucking pissed and very hurt. If you cancel plans with them, they'll be very hurt. Those are all just things that, or if you don't listen also, listening's a huge one. Getting interrupted makes them mad. They don't like getting interrupted ever.
Well, that's not one of yours, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Thank God.
If you don't listen to them, they get really hurt. I ranked high on that one. I feel like that's the one that we have in common, but we haven't done the test for
which
you
one
yet.
We have in common?
This quality time one.
Okay.
Because we make a point to go on a date night once a week.
I know. That's so cool.
Spend.
We haven't done it in a minute because I got kidney stones, but we're going to get back on that.
Yeah, and our marriage is falling apart.
Yeah, exactly.
Because of the stones.
I didn't get laid for 6 weeks.
It's true.
Me neither.
We broke the streak, though.
That's different.
Nice.
It's terrible. Your marriage is falling apart, too.
Yeah.
Okay. The next one is receiving gifts, which this is the bottom of my list.
Same.
But is it?
Same.
Yeah.
This is, you know, if you miss their birthday or don't give a present to them on their birthday, they'll be pretty hurt.
Can you imagine a man being like this?
Yes.
Like, no, I've met
but
men
that's
like
what's
this.
Crazy to me. Yeah. A man being like, you forgot my birthday. I just fucking, want to fucking beat this guy. I don't know. It's
like
bad.
If you forgot my birthday, I'd be a little bummed, but I wouldn't be bummed if you didn't give me a gift.
But the gift, no. But if you forgot the birthday, that's something
that's
else.
That's different.
Listen, I'm talking about a dude, though.
I'm talking about a
When a guy's like,
nobody
got me anything for my birthday. I just fucking can't help but laugh. I just think it's funny.
It's my birthday.
You're a grown man talking about your birthday. I got a buddy like that.
Yeah.
He was like super into his fucking
birthday. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, he makes his birthday like a whole thing. And he's like, well, it's my birthday. And it's like, damn, bro.
Yeah, there has to be some special decorations out.
Yeah, he needs decorations for his birthday.
Yeah, I'm not going
to call
him out.
And his chick has to like decorate the house for his fucking birthday. Yeah.
Oh, that's
insanity. And I told him this. I'm like, you're out of your mind with this birthday shit. And he's like,
I don't even know what love language that is. Is that a gift technically? Or is that
the decoration part?
It shouldn't be on the fucking list. These people shouldn't be able to find love. That's what I say.
Receiving gifts is really important to some people. Some people, it's not even exactly the cost of the gift, but it's just the fact that you thought about them and they're seeing it in a material form. So like giving them, like if you're out and about, if you go to a different state and you bring them back a souvenir.
It's thoughtful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense.
You know what's interesting too is that that's not my love language, but I feel like that's the one that I give the most.
Interesting.
And I don't know why. Because usually they say to find your own love language, think of the one that you naturally like give to people.
Yeah.
And I feel like, I think it's just I want to make a good impression. So I'm like, what's the most like thoughtful gift that combines everything we've talked about?
Yeah.
From date one on, and then like I'm gonna just blow their minds with this gift.
Batoon's good at that shit.
Oh yeah,
she
is really good.
I feel like you and I are very similar with that, with gift giving.
But then I don't care if I get
me
a gift.
I really don't.
Yeah, it's so weird because you care so much while doing that, but then you don't care to get it back.
Yeah.
It's just, I guess you're just good people.
I guess
that's
it.
Probably it.
Maybe we're trying to impress ourselves with how cool we can make
maybe.
It.
Maybe.
That's pretty good.
And maybe it's like, selfish.
See? Look how cool I am. I remembered all that. You didn't think I was going to remember it.
Or maybe you're like, I want to play a game and see if this person will get creeped out by how specific this gift is. And like, I'm going to go really intimate and specific.
Well, I remember when I gave you like, on your first birthday that we were together. We were together for 3 months. Mm-hmm. I didn't think you were as impressed as I thought you were going to be.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Well, like everything from the balloons, like you came over to my house and I had decorated the whole place in blue and white balloons. With,
it was
like,
awesome.
Or the Colts colors.
Oh, so now you like decorations on your birthday.
No. And no, she surprised me. I asked for this shit.
Okay, I tied little Tabasco bottles on the end because he loves Tabasco.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And then
awesome.
I made him, well, like, I got him some presents of that we had talked about, like, the Power of Now book and, like, so I forget what else I had given
that we had talked about.
Yeah. And then on his cake, it was, like, a monkey, a chimpanzee in a business attire with...
He's wearing a suit.
Yeah, with a suitcase. And then it said, hashtag unsubscribed, which was, like, all of our inside jokes on a cake that took a while to like to get the picture to them and make it all fancy. And it was his favorite cake that he had talked about since we got together.
That's true.
From
which
the specific
is?
Deli. It was this carrot cake from Jerry's Deli, but they unfortunately closed, so they don't sell that cake anymore. But I remember you didn't see all the details. And
what are you
talking
about? I did.
The Tabasco bottles.
And then I saw all of it.
And
he left
all of it. That's my problem is that I don't, well, she knows me now.
Yeah.
I don't enthusiast as well.
He doesn't enthusiasm.
I don't foos.
Yeah, yeah.
As well as I think a lot of people expect.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess so. Yeah.
Which is why a lot of people are like, man, you're always miserable on Nikki's Instagram page. And I'm like, dude, I'm just like, you know, I don't know. My resting thing is just that I'm chill. I'm like pretty even keel.
Yeah. Although when I went back and looked at old pictures of us, you used to smile.
Really? I smile more?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I'll smile.
I was like, wow.
I guess I'll
smile.
What
a happy guy. He was really happy back then.
What a happy guy.
I'll have to go back and check that out. That's very interesting.
All right. Acts of service is the next one. Mm-hmm. And that one is someone that helps you, you know, get your chores and errands done without you having to ask them. Or like they give you a hand with things when you, you know, didn't, when you're too busy or stressed to do them yourself. Or like, I don't know, what other handyman things?
Yeah, I think that's important, like, being attentive to needs.
Yes, attentive to needs, and they anticipate your needs.
Anticipating needs, yeah, that's big.
Mm-hmm. Broken commitments or laziness makes these type of people feel very unloved.
Mm. Yeah.
And I think that we all have that in common.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
for sure.
Very much so.
Hell yeah. So if you want to date us, which...
Do something for
us. You're really too late.
That's right.
You're too late for...
You have to anticipate our
Steve
needs.
And I, but for Megan.
Anticipate Megan's needs at all times.
Anticipate needs, man. No, just... I posted an Instagram stories the other day of him washing dishes because he does that all the time for me. I feel like it's for me because when we first got together, we used to kind of fight about it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but now he just like...
I took the note.
Does them.
Yeah, you just gotta take the notes.
Yeah, and it makes me feel very, very excessively loved. Like, you say I love you all the time, but I feel like when you wash dishes or when you straighten the house or sometimes if I'm gone all day, I'll come home and the house is clean. That, like,
oh my God.
Gets me wet. Like, yeah. I'm just, like, so happy. And
how about when you go up the stairs and I smack on your butt?
No, not so much.
Oh. You mean, that's one of my love languages.
That's technically an act of service.
For you, yeah.
Yeah, for me. Thanks for servicing my butt.
No problem. I do it literally all the time. Do it every day.
Yep.
We were looking at the blood moon last night. I was like fucking, I had my hand behind her back, just fucking going back and forth on those cheeks for some reason. I don't know why.
I don't mind it. I'm an animal. Except for when I was, when I'm trying to figure something out. Sometimes I'm watching a tutorial. Like I'm legit trying to figure something out and use my brain. And he's like smacking my butt. And I'm like, I'm busy. I don't have time for you to grab my butt right now.
He's like, I'm busy too. Yeah. Smacking that ass.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, here it is.
Yeah, there it is.
Well, because I always dreamed of it when I was a kid. I was like, man, when I live with a chick, you can just like touch him and stuff. It's awesome. It's going to be incredible. And then now I make sure to represent for that 12-year-old boy every single chance
I get. You did it.
Yeah. I'm like, you fucking made it, bro.
Okay, and the last one is physical touch. Mm-hmm. So if you're somebody that likes to hold hands, it doesn't even need to be sexual, but just like... You need that physical touch. You need to hug on a daily basis. You need to hold hands. You need to, you know, having sex is part of it, but it's not all of it. I think a lot of people get scared by that one. Like, well, I'm not.
Right.
I don't need sex all the time.
But, right.
Like, I like just, the idea of being so dope that no matter what happens, like, whether it's hand holding or hugging, it always leads to sex for the dude. Because he's so fucking dope.
Yeah. Well, this happened to me in a relationship before where like there was no physical touch and I didn't realize how much I valued that in a relationship until it wasn't there.
Mm.
Because it wasn't, if you had asked me before then, I wouldn't have ranked that very high on my like needs in a relationship. Because it was always there. Like, usually dudes are grabbing on your butt. They're, you know,
usually.
They're touching. Yeah.
Even if you're not dating them.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Especially if you're not dating them.
Jesus.
But But then when I didn't have it, I was like, oh, I need that.
I need that. Yeah, I think that's where I'm at right now. I wouldn't say physical touch is pretty high on mine, but now that you mentioned that, like, I like cuddling almost too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you need that. I was
especially in the winter months, man.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
I was reading something
and
that
all the other months
you
for
need,
me.
You need to be hugged 4 times a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To like not go insane.
Yeah. And to not feel like.
Yes.
What?
Yeah. Otherwise you feel worthless. If you start feeling like your self-esteem starts like shriveling up. You need to be hugged 4 motherfucking times a day.
Honestly, it's kind of a lot.
That's a lot of times. Yeah.
I hug no one.
Well, if you hug one person twice and then
or just 4 hugs consecutively and yeah. then you'll be fine.
I feel like
I'll hug you 3 more times.
Because
I hugged you coming in. So I'll hug you 3 more times and then you'll be set for the day.
I should be good.
Maybe you need some to go, like Steve can give you some to go.
She hugged the room when she came in. Yeah. So she got her 4 hugs.
I got like three. Three hugs and a handshake.
Okay.
So we'll make sure to send you home with some
hugs.
We'll
give you one on your way out.
That'll be really good.
Save them.
What happens when I don't have you guys and I'm alone?
You come over and we'll give you hugs.
Yeah, just come over really quick.
It'd be great for you to drive over the hill just to get hugs.
It's
pretty good.
Every day, I just need the hugs.
We're like, oh, it's Megan again. Just hold on. I'll get her this time.
Yeah.
Wow, 4 hugs?
That's crazy to me. That's
I know.
So high.
I know.
I don't need that.
But it like really affects your self-esteem.
Yeah.
And your like how you value your own self. Subconsciously, like you don't consciously go, I have not gotten my amount of hugs today.
It's
therefore,
pretty funny though. Yeah.
I shall not love myself.
Wow.
There's some people that don't like hugs though, but do they need them? And they just,
I think that's a defense mechanism. Mm. Yeah, because they don't get them, so they're like, oh, I'm not a hug person. So it's like their choice.
But like for example, I'm not a massage person. Like I don't like to.
But
be
you
touched.
Like when I do.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah, you're the exception. But I don't like the touching of the massage and the on the table touch thing. I don't like on.
Is it because it's too intimate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, it is, yeah.
That's how my mom is, too.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Get these knots out.
I love
it.
It's
no bigs.
I need them out.
I need them out, especially when they start going on my butt cheek. I'm like, I need this.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Especially. I'm like, I don't get my butt grabbed enough at home.
Yeah, true.
So could you please go in on that?
I'm like, don't you ever let this woman touch your butt. Don't you let her touch your butt.
She touches it all. I mean, she never touches it. Don't worry, baby.
Okay, thank you.
It's only yours.
That's what I want to hear.
Yeah. One time we were in Bali and the lady was going in.
Oh, really? On your butt?
Yeah. Remember you were there?
I do. Yeah.
Yeah. She was like, because my bikini was up to, you know, covering it. She pulled it down to like the crack part.
Yeah.
And just started,
they always
like,
do that. I'm like, oh, this feels bad.
I like that. I'm really insecure about that.
Maybe you could just go to a masseuse and ask for hugs.
Weird. Is that an upcharge?
Right.
Well,
you don't get the
odd.
Massage. You're just like,
oh, you
know. I just need to
Have
be
you
hugged.
Heard of that cuddling service where people come to your house?
Wait,
and
yes.
Yeah. And they come and cuddle, and they're like a professional cuddler person for 50 an hour or something.
50 an hour?
It was, yeah,
that's,
25
that's not bad.
An hour.
If, like, it's less than a prostitute, I would think.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. I wonder if you can like pick parameters like height and weight and body warmth.
Yeah, good point.
Smell.
Sense of humor. Can you tell jokes
you
while you're
on? Megan, you should legit try the
okay,
service.
Okay, I will. I'll do it for video.
Are you
that's
more
funny.
Of an
sure.
Adam Sandler type of humor or
like a Dimitri Martin.
Yeah.
Or it's like, yeah, I ordered the Dimitri Martin, but he's not like that. He doesn't
he's
know
so,
that.
He wishes.
He yeah, exactly. He doesn't know that he's not a Sandler.
Oh, man.
Poor guy.
Yeah. So those are the 5 love languages. What do you think that you're more of, Steve?
Acts of service.
Yeah.
And the hang one.
The hang one?
The hang
quality,
one? Quality time. That one.
Yeah, yeah, I think so too.
I mean, think
those
that's
are,
it.
Those are my 2. What about you, Megan?
I think I'm the same, but now the physical touch, I need the cuddles.
Oh,
so
right.
Like, I think it'll be top 2, and then third billing would be physical touch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Third billing.
Okay. That's the same. Wow. We're all identical love language people. Let's just all get married.
Yeah. Can I jump in the marriage?
Yeah. You could have the
no
baby.
Problem.
Do you want the baby? Do you want to have
oh,
the baby?
I'll do it.
Cause I'm like kind
the
of
thing about polygamy that's
that.
So cool is, you know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
That's what the guys always do in those polygamy
yeah,
documentaries.
Yeah, that's
it's
true. The best. And the women are like, it's really great. No, it's really great because like sometimes I get really jealous. Like I fucking get jealous, but I'm like, that's the devil. That's
yeah.
I need to
crazy.
Shed this. Jealousy.
They're super.
I could never.
And they try to reinforce that knowledge all the time where it's like, the most important thing is to be closer to God and try to be in God's image, and God would want us all to create a kingdom around us. And it's almost like he's like losing it's almost like he's trying to sell you while he's talking, and he doesn't even believe it while he's saying
totally.
It.
Totally.
Like, while he, it's so funny. I love that shit.
Okay, I want to break really quick.
Okay.
And then when we come back, we're going to take the love language quiz for both of you.
Yay.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
All right, and we're back. So while we were on the break, Megan brought up a really great point that friendships are probably like this too. So if you and a friend are having some scuffles or like disagreeing higher than normal, it might be because you're not speaking each other's love languages. So maybe be conscious of that. And then also we were like, maybe.
No, and if you're listening to this and you better be close to your friend if you're like, hey, we should talk about our love languages with
each
other.
Well, you don't have to tell them directly. You could just be like, oh, that's why. And then be more conscious, like, they need more compliments from me.
But what if we don't know their love language without asking?
You have to quiz them.
Oh, shit.
Indirectly quiz.
Ooh.
Like, hey, would you like to take this, which Star Wars character you most like quiz? And then, you know what I mean? You're like, I got Han Solo. Maybe he'll get you back. We'll see. But then it's really just love language quiz.
Sure, sure, sure. That's
yeah, you can good. Ask so them maybe it. These questions, guys. It's more meaningful to me when someone I love sends me a loving note, text, or email for no special reason, or I hug someone I love.
It's already hard for me.
Hug.
Right?
I'll take both.
Wait, what's the question?
Hug or text, basically. Nice text or slash note or hug from someone you love.
Yeah, hug.
So you both take hugs?
I don't know.
I know it's hard, right? Oh, but think about it this way. Like, picture hugging somebody like that you really like that you have a crush on or that you're, like, really in love with. And then picture if you got a long text for them.
Oh, the long text.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, long text.
Yeah,
nobody
you said
that.
The long text changes
things.
I said things.
Loving.
Oh, yeah, I like a long text.
It can't be
like
loving.
Like, when you're in Mexico or something and you send me those sick-ass texts,
yeah,
I like
but
that.
More than a hug?
Oh, maybe not.
Yeah. Because sometimes I feel
probably not.
I don't know. I feel like I've been lied to too much where some people have swayed me too much with their words.
Dude, writers,
say,
I can't.
I know, right?
I'm done.
What do you talk about?
Every writer I've dated has just like painted the beautiful picture with like all of these syllables that they get into my soul and they're lying.
And then they fuck it up. Like they don't follow it up. There's no...
Using their powers for evil.
Mm-hmm.
There's no support. Like, they have the words, but none of the action.
Totally.
And then it just breaks my heart harder because I fell in love with the image of what you were putting out, but not you, because you're not actually this. You just know what gets me.
Oh. Yep.
Yeah.
So I guess it's hard because are we talking about writers or not?
Right?
All writers are this way. How could you?
Not you, baby.
That's right.
You're the exception to every rule.
You actually have never sent me these, like, long, like, sorrowful text messages.
That's not my sorrowful. That's not my
I know, but that's
vibe.
What I'm saying. Like, I've dated guys that have sent, like, long, poetic, like, kind of funny with, like, little quips of humor in there and, like, told me how much they loved me in the, like, long-ass text. Mm. But then when it came to actually, like, backing it up.
Mm-hmm.
I write you a nice card.
Honey, I don't need it, is my point.
I'll
like
write you one
hug.
Right now. Give somebody
give
me a piece
hug.
Of paper. Over
just
here.
Give me the hug. I'd rather take that than a text full of lies.
There you go.
Yeah, the text full of lies part is hard.
Yeah, but if it's a normal person that's not a psycho, then yeah, maybe it'd be cool.
See, but here's the thing. I would rather have a nice text message from a normal non-writer than I would a hug from them. But if you're talking about a cuddle session, I'd take the cuddle session.
No, just a hug.
Okay, well, I'll just...
take the text.
The text.
Okay, let's assume they're not writers.
Okay, the text.
Megan is at Costco right now with and she just got her fucking basket. And she's just fucking sticking shit in the cart. And we're like, no, Megan. There's just two things. We came here for two things, Megan.
All right, question two, guys. I can spend, it's more meaningful to me when I can spend alone time with my partner, just the two of us, or my partner does something practical to help me out.
Oh, what do you mean? These are both.
Those are good. Why is that an or?
Well, it's just trying to help you determine which one you like a little bit more, because everyone likes all of them.
Okay.
But,
okay, good. Oh,
like,
I feel
which
less
one
bad,
do you value more?
Like, alone time with the partner, or my partner does something practical to help me out.
And think of the word meaningful.
Oh.
Yeah. What means more to you?
Oh, I see. Yeah. That's in the top question.
What means more to me is the practical, helping me out.
Okay.
But I was reading this book, not to completely derail, but I'll make it super short, like meaningful and enjoyment at the same time. There's so many different levels of it. Like enjoyment, chocolate bar, meaningful, something with charity, you know, but like it's different all the time.
Exactly.
So meaningful, I would say, the helping me out.
Okay. You're not even going to plug this book?
No. They didn't pay her. I would have to go with, the first one. I think alone time. I'd go alone time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alone time.
That just means more to me a little bit more.
Yeah, I know. These were really hard.
Because whatever it is, I want to do it. Like if it's like, oh, something for you to help me out, I'm always like, no, don't do that. I want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I stop her from getting mean things. And even if I want something from the grocery store and she's like, I'm at the grocery store, I don't usually ask her to get anything because I'm fucking weird.
I know,
he is
weird.
Weirdo.
He's so weird.
I'm a strange man.
I could have gotten that for you. Yeah, but I'll just do it. I don't want
to
bother
you. Even yesterday, she's like,
I'm
going to Trader Joe's. I'm going to the store. And she's like, do you need anything? And I'm like, and in my head, I'm like, oh, yeah, I would like. And I'm like, no, you don't need anything, man. You can go get it.
And then I was helping him because he had a kidney stone, so he physically couldn't do things. And I was like helping him do basic things. And he was just like so impressed and like, oh my God, you're the best. Like, thank you so much. And I'm like, I'm just doing basic ass shit. I'm just helping you as someone that loves you.
It's just shit that I would rather do myself. But I was so thankful that she could do it because I physically couldn't do it.
Yeah.
It was crazy. So cool. But I hate that. Being physically incapable of doing something is the most infuriating thing I've gone through in a long time, man.
For sure.
Fucking crazy.
Of course. That's what your partner should do.
I'm such a dick to myself that I saw Nikki's vlog of me in pain with kidney stones, and I'm like, come on, man. And I went through this shit. It's like, dude, I'm just such a weirdo.
And people agree with you that it's the most excruciating pain. Yeah. Like, people were like, I've had twins without drugs. Like, I've given birth to twins without taking any pain medication. And I've also had kidney stones. I would 100% have twins 10 more times over having kidney stones again.
I have chills all over my body.
Yeah. Right?
That is so
But
crazy.
I see that man in that vlog and I'm like, pick yourself up, you sack of crap, you know?
Okay, question three. It's more meaningful to me when my partner gives me a little gift as a token of our love for each other, or I get to spend uninterrupted leisure time with my partner.
Leisure time.
Easy one. Yeah, leisure time.
Leisure time. Both leisure people.
What is a little gift?
It's like, hey, this one is actually kind of hard for me, even though I'm not like a gift person, but like, isn't it nice when it's like a little thing, like if you say... I like boba, and then like someone gives you a boba pin. This happened, like, I forget who gave it to me. Tanya gave it to me. I had mentioned I like boba, and then like she gave me like a little boba thing because she was like thinking of me.
Yeah,
and I think that's like really sweet. I think that would be more of a friendship love language, I guess. Like, I'm just thinking of you because you had just mentioned that you like that. Yeah,
I see.
But then in a relationship, I think uninterrupted leisure time.
Yeah.
Is much more meaningful.
Way more, yeah.
Okay, guys. It's more meaningful to me when my partner unexpectedly does something for me, like filling my car or doing the laundry, or my partner and I touch. Which is like,
sounds
did you
creepy.
Picture this?
That sounds creepy.
The way it's worded, I feel like we gotta change it.
It's like we put noses together or something.
I just picture like...
Yeah, right, exactly. A slow shoulder grab. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I have to go with the first one just because the second one's so strange.
It is.
It's pretty strange.
Really weird.
I mean, but I think
no,
it means
I don't go
like,
with the first one because that's not my vibe.
It's like holding hands.
I like the touching one.
What's the first one?
My partner unexpectedly does something for me, like filling my car up or doing the laundry.
I mean, I don't really care. I can do that. It's fine.
Yeah. I fill the car up.
Yeah, but I don't really care about it.
I know you don't, but I do. She hasn't pumped gas. If I'm in the car, she hasn't pumped gas the whole time we've been together.
Yeah, but I do it when I'm alone.
Yeah, but I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. And if I was there, you wouldn't be doing it.
Okay, that's not a thing for me. But thank you for doing that.
You know why? It's because they're dirtier than hell, those pumps.
I don't care. I like don't.
Those pumps are real not clean.
I never think about how dirty they are, but I should.
They're not. Yeah,
I probably pump something and then eat a donut right after.
Oh, because you buy the donut.
And I justify that by being like, I have so much more immunity than all of you because I touch dirty things, I don't wash my hands, and then I eat donuts. So
nice. That's
true. And you probably pressed on the buttons on the reader machine.
What? Oh, yeah, like the card reader? Machine, yeah. Probably took an elevator, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Probably did all kinds of gross shit. Turned some doorknobs.
Yeah, fucking West Nile or something.
Probably coughed in it a few times.
Jesus.
I'm in joy. Absolute delight. Okay, so did you both think... Wait, what do you think?
The second one.
The second one. You both are touch. Okay. Even though you made fun
slow
of it.
Slow touching. Well,
assholes.
Yeah. Have to. That's part of my low language.
When they...
Okay. It's more meaningful to me when my partner puts his or her arm around me when we're in public, or my partner surprises me with a gift.
I mean, I'm not like a super PDA person.
What's with all the gifts?
He just wants to know if you like gifts or not. Like, would you like a gift in this scenario?
Do you want a sweet little gift, or would you rather have a sweet little gift? It's like every other thing.
Gifts are nice.
Whoever came up with this got lazy, man.
I wonder if we're talking about like holiday gifts, or are we just talking about anytime?
No, it just surprises me with a gift.
Oh,
so it's like an anytime gift.
I will do the shoulder hug.
Yeah, same. That's a no-brainer to me.
You're really into it.
I'm over the gift questions.
So you guys just are anti-gifts. No gifts.
Yeah, I just don't care.
Can I have your gift that I gave
yeah,
you?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, the hand around in public. Got it. All right, it's more meaningful to me when I'm around my partner, even if we're not really doing anything, or I hold hands with my partner.
Being around.
Yes.
Yeah. Even if you're not doing anything.
Yeah. Because
mm-hmm.
I enjoyed that. I like hanging with you.
Cool. Thanks.
Yeah. Cool. Do you like hanging with me back or no?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. Cool.
you like it too, or? Yeah, it's fine. All right, it's more meaningful to me when my partner gives me a gift.
Unbelievable no. with this shit.
Or
my partner gives me a little sweet little treat.
I hear.
You know what I mean? Fucking unbelievable.
Or I hear I love you from my partner.
I'll take the I love you.
Yeah, okay.
Oh my God.
That's like an ear gift.
Okay, here's a question that I had when I was doing this too, though, is, okay, I'm an acts of service person, I feel, but sometimes they go hand in hand with a gift. Like today, I was talking about how I really wanted a breakfast burrito and how that sounded like the best freaking combo of flavors. I just wanted like some eggs and potatoes and avocado. And I was just like salivating thinking of it. And then we get home and Steve's like, I'll get you a breakfast burrito. And he goes and gets one. And it's the exact breakfast burrito I wanted, which is a gift that he was thinking of me with, but it's also an act of service.
That is true.
What is that? Because that was a nice little surprise because I was...
It's a bothy.
I was over the moon about this.
Yeah.
Were you going to get one or you wanted one?
No, I was just like saying, wouldn't it be nice to have a dog? You know, like that kind of thing.
It's
but
a
I
gift.
Just got it.
And that's a gift. See?
That's a gift, I guess.
So maybe put it into that perspective too. That's not always like in a bow, you know, that
yeah,
it can
true.
Be just a thing that you thought of that person.
Right.
You know.
I dig that.
Okay. So.
All right. We can qualify them that way sometimes.
Sometimes.
It is more meaningful to me when I sit close to my partner or I am complimented by my loved one for no apparent reason.
The first one is just sitting next to them?
Yeah, you're just sitting next to them.
It's pretty unsexy, you know?
Yeah. What's more meaningful? I mean, probably the...
It's like, are we sitting there and the lights are off and we're just sitting in a room on a fucking
couch?
You want it.
Some people don't get to sit with their partners. You know, some people have long distance relationships.
Oh.
Some people like have
you're
a person...
You're making this so hard for
it's
us.
It's just pretty unremarkable, man, sitting next to the person.
What's more meaningful? What hurts you more? See...
Does that mean I get to talk to you?
Yeah, you just get to sit.
Or yeah, it just sounds like we're just sitting there idly.
I'll allow talking.
Like looking at the floor.
Because these things are also informative on like what you can't live without. You know, if it's something that your partner just absolutely does not like spending quality time, but he'll shower you with gifts, then you guys probably won't work out. Because
how will he make it? Yeah.
because it's something that...
Well, can you imagine the guy being like, listen, the thing about me is I just don't like to spend quality time.
Well, it's two different languages.
That's crazy.
Because some women are just like, oh, he loves me so much because he showers me with gifts. And like that's their love language. So they're actually a great fit
right.
for each other.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine. But yeah, people like that do exist for sure.
Exactly. So it's kind of...
That's true, because if you're the chick, what are those, what are they called, where they have guys who give them things?
Sugar daddies?
Sugar daddies.
Yeah.
You don't want to hang with that fucking guy.
Right.
Yeah, you just want him to give you shit.
Yeah, that's...
You're like, I don't want to hang with you.
And if the guy doesn't really care to hang with you either, he just likes to buy you shit because it makes him feel more powerful as a man or whatever, then that's a good fit for you.
100%.
Yeah.
I get it.
It also is, sometimes if you're with a partner and your partner has two love languages, like, for example, me, they tied as the top love language. So I need both of those things.
Oh.
And if someone matches with me on one, like let's say they like acts of service too, but they really, or let's say they like quality time too, but they really can't do the acts of service part. Like doing dishes just to make me feel good or feel loved isn't their thing at all. And they just couldn't do that. Then we wouldn't have a good relationship.
Yeah.
Like, it just wouldn't work out for us.
Totally.
And I think that was a huge shift in our relationship when that started happening more.
Yeah.
Like, when it was more like, because for me, the household chores were such a, it's like we both live there. And, and like, for things to be left out or always messy, like, it drove me crazy. And so when he started, like, helping out cleaning and stuff.
Yeah, prioritizing that shit.
It really made
that's what I started doing.
The love go up a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's something to keep in mind if you haven't gotten into a relationship yet and you're like, oh, we're compatible because we both like quality time, but then he also needs praise all the time. It's not going to work.
No.
If that's not something you can do. If it's something you don't mind, like, oh yeah, sure, I could give you a compliment here and there. Like, that's something you don't mind, then that's fine. But if it's something that you're like, ugh, I really can't give you all that praise.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just not, it's just not going to work. So... some people, they need to sit close to their partner.
I don't know how to answer this one. What are you going to say?
I would go with...
I'm going to cheat off your
paper. Just go with sitting because, it, like, the way that you put it, where it's like, can't live without that.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, well, I guess if that's compared to the other one, then I go with that.
Okay, compared to being complimented.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
same. I don't need a compliment.
Okay. All right. It's more meaningful to me when I get the chance to just hang out with someone I love. Or I unexpectedly get small gifts from someone I love.
Okay, so they're just going to ask me the same freaking question.
It just really wants to make sure you don't like gifts.
Even this first one, though, I'm getting pissed off about. Hanging out? I'm like, dude, how many questions about hanging out and sitting together are we going to fucking have?
Every preposition of people
are like, well, we could sit together, but hang out? No, that's too far.
Right.
That's
like,
too much commitment.
Like, what's wrong? Why can't I get one where it's like, I like to go to aquariums? And it's like, oh, I don't like that. You know, like, why can't we get something different?
This person that put together the quiz is getting paid minimum wage. They're not like, there's no incentive to get creative here.
Yeah,
okay?
Right.
They just want to know what your freaking love language
is. All right.
And so do
that.
I.
Fine. Yeah.
The
okay,
first
fine.
One.
I go with the first one, yeah. Hang
okay,
out.
Okay, hang out. We're both hanging out. Jesus. We're all hanging out. It's more meaningful to me when I hear someone I love tell me, I'm proud of you, or someone I love helps me with a task.
Okay. Meaningful. I mean, I'm going to go with the task.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd go with the task.
Both are tasks.
If I heard I'm proud of you, I would be very suspicious.
Right?
Very, very.
I don't need people to be proud of me.
No. I'd be like, what did I do or what did you do?
What are you trying to get out of?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
That is not Nikki shit. If Nikki told me she was proud of me, I would fucking drop everything that I was holding
I've
on the ground.
I told you I'm proud of
you
before.
I would drop everything I'm holding, including groceries.
But it had to be like something big. And otherwise it doesn't. It loses
meaning. And I agree with that, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm not even complaining. I agree with that.
Like when, your movies, you know, that have come out. I'm like, oh, I'm really proud of you. And that.
And then
genuine,
she's like,
and
but
I
they didn't
it.
Come out to VHS.
But if like, you know. If you need to be told I'm proud of you for like writing some words on a page every day, like I wouldn't be able to do that.
I don't want that.
I know you don't.
Yeah.
See, it really, we speak the same love language.
Do.
Yeah,
we do.
I just feel like being proud, like who cares?
Right.
Like
who cares you're proud of me?
Like, yeah, when someone says I'm proud of you, it doesn't really mean anything to me.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, what?
Same.
You didn't, yeah.
I have nothing to back it up. I just know that it doesn't matter.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
We're so unlike regular tubers, man, because I swear to God, all those, it's like, wake up. work, grind, hustle, grind, praise me, praise me, praise me. I feel like it's like every day. With
make a video about how you didn't get an award.
Make a video about how tired you are, how much harder than everyone else you work, and right. all your hustle and all the shit. Yeah.
I'm
just not that way. I don't know.
Maybe that's why none of us are big tubers. We need to beg for it.
Beg for it.
Wicked.
Maybe we need to tell people how much work we do. We make it that's seem like good. It's pretty easy or whatever.
I like that.
We need to let them know that we are tired.
Oh my gosh.
I don't sleep. I'm just kidding. I sleep 8 hours a day. Okay. It's more meaningful to me when I get to do things with my partner or I hear supportive words from my partner.
Oh, wait. What's the first one?
I get to do things with my partner.
Yeah.
That one.
That one.
Okay.
No question.
Okay. Great. It's more meaningful to me when my partner does things for me instead of just talking about doing nice things. Or I feel connected to my partner through a hug.
Oh my God. This is turning into a children's television show.
Well, I don't know how much more of these there are, but yeah, I think it's trying to narrow it down. Like, you know, because they're putting two of the five next to each other. So it's like, do you like gifts more than hanging out?
Right.
Do you like gifts more than a compliment?
I just feel like Barney's giving me a lesson right now. It's just very, I don't know.
All right, we'll speed through these. Like, no,
it's
okay.
I just, you know, it's fine. It's just like, everyone be nice to each other and let's all sit in a circle and hug.
Do you like hugs or do you like your partner doing nice things?
Nice things.
Yeah, nice things. Okay. I like, I'll go with that.
Okay, you don't have to rant about it.
Wait, go back. I don't like nice things. Go back. I want a hug one.
Wait, yeah, I figured.
I want the hug one. I was just frustratedly moving on, and I want the hug one.
Okay. That's why you can't race through these.
Yeah.
It's important. All right. It's more meaningful to me when I'm able to just be around my partner, or I get a back rub or a massage from my partner.
Just be around.
I'm going to be around them.
I said massage.
Of course you did. Of course you did. Of course you did.
I always feel bad when people give me massages.
That's what I feel like.
Do I have to do it too? Because I don't want to.
No, luckily he doesn't like them. So it's a win-win every time.
I'll do it for you though.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. And I critique his massage.
Oh, wait, you know.
He's gotten way better at it.
Dude, I'm fucking bombing it now.
Yeah, he got way better at it. Because the first couple times, I was like, I'm good. You know, he'd offer, and I'm like, that's okay.
It's because I wasn't doing it hard enough.
Dude, that's the same. Yeah, yeah, I had a boyfriend that was doing that, and I also didn't want to ask for it to be harder because he's already offering. So I was like, oh, I don't want to, like, you know, give you too many tasks.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, I would decline. And then, yeah, one time I was like, I can't really feel it.
That's great, though. That helps.
Yeah, I did.
Because you guys have bird bones, but I don't know if you guys noticed.
Yeah.
But you guys have little tiny little bird bones.
That's why I don't do guy masseuses, because they like think they're going to crush me or something, and they never go hard enough.
Oh. Right.
Yeah.
But like, you have the tiny, if you feel Nikki's ribcage, it's like tiny little bones. I'm sure you have the same thing. It's like tiny little bones. I'm like, you could break this.
Yeah, you can.
So I just try to be, I just was being careful in the early on, but now I know to go hard. Yeah, exactly.
I like being broken. Yeah. It's more comfortable and familiar.
Makes sense. Yeah.
All right, it's more meaningful to me when my partner reacts positively to something I've accomplished or my partner does something for me that I know they don't particularly enjoy.
That.
Mm.
What's the first one?
My partner reacts positively to something I've accomplished.
It's more meaningful to me?
Yeah.
And what's the second one?
They do something for you that you know that they don't particularly enjoy.
Meaningful.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's meaningful. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's meaningful.
Okay. Okay, it's more meaningful to me when I'm complimented by my partner on my appearance or my partner takes the time to listen to me and really understand my feelings.
The second
one. Yeah, second one. Not even close.
Mm-hmm. 100%. All right. It's more meaningful to me when I can share a meaningful touch in public with my partner or my partner offers to run errands for me.
Personal preference for me is I don't want you to run errands for me, so the first one.
Okay.
I'm just like, why does it have to be in public?
Oh, yeah, it says
that's true.
A non-sexual touch.
Yeah, but why in public? Like, I don't
It's like you're proud of me thing, I guess.
Yeah,
I
Oh.
It's weird. I don't like it either. The phrasing is weird.
Oh.
I'm going to go with the second one.
Okay. Have you ever had a partner that wouldn't do? You don't like PDA.
No, I mean, like, a little.
Okay.
But I'm not. I don't need it.
Mm. No. Yeah.
But like, I definitely want to touch them and like cuddle and hug, but like, it doesn't need to be at Ralph's. You
know? True.
Could be at Albertson's or, you know.
It's more meaningful to me when my partner does a bit more than his or her normal share of the responsibilities we share around the house or work related, or I get a gift I know my partner put thought into choosing. I'm just going to select this one for you guys.
Thank you.
You guys like, there was the shared responsibility. Okay. cool. It's more meaningful to me when someone I love doesn't check their phone while we're talking to each other.
Oh, yeah.
Or someone I love goes out of their way to do something that relieves pressure on me.
Ooh.
Yeah, those are...
These are what we're talking about.
Finally, one without a gift. That's good. Okay.
This is the first question that the boss wrote that was like, make them like this.
Yeah.
And then the other person just didn't.
They're like, okay, got it. You've been doing that the whole time, right? And they're like, yeah. Like, okay, good.
Okay,
you're a hell of an employee.
So no check phone or no check helping phone. Like helping relieve pressure.
Yeah.
Helping relieve pressure. I got to go with that.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'm pretty used to people checking their phone.
Me too. It's so automatic now. And I don't even necessarily take it as disrespect anymore, which is maybe sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know which one. Oh, man, that's a hard one. I forget which one I chose. I guess I would choose the relieve pressure one. But it really bothers me when you check my phone when I'm talking to you.
When he checks your phone?
Well, I'm going through your phone to make sure no guys are talking to you.
No, your phone.
No, but you said your phone, so I went with it.
Anyway, it's more meaningful to me when I can look forward to a holiday because I'll probably get a gift from someone I love.
Amazing.
We'll just go with, I hear the words, appreciate you. I appreciate you.
Yeah, I like that, though.
That's a good one, too. Okay. I like that. I appreciate you is good.
Okay. It's more meaningful to me when...
No. Stop.
Okay. The partner gives you a little gift after he or she has been traveling without you.
Holy balls.
They put a circumstance in there. The other one is my partner takes care of something I'm responsible to do, but I feel too stressed out to do at the time.
Yeah, I do that all the time. Yeah. That's part of the
job. Guys, we're almost done.
If I hear the word gift again, I'm going to shove
it's coming.
My
I know it is.
It is.
Would you bet money against it? No.
It's almost like a troll. Like, okay, it's more meaningful to me when someone I love doesn't interrupt me while I'm talking, or gift giving is an important part of the relationship with someone I love.
Oh, the first one.
So you guys don't, you know, like gifts. It's more meaningful to me when someone I love says something encouraging to me, or I get to spend time in a shared activity or hobby with someone I love.
Shared activity.
Ship, big time. Shared activity.
Shiptivity. Okay. We're finished. Okay,
oh,
great.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Okay, so, Megan.
Yeah.
Yours was you have two that are tied. Acts of service, you knew that, and also quality time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're the same.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Do you want a date?
Yeah, we'd be good in a relationship together. Yeah, so acts of service can helping with homework really be an expression of love? Man, who writes this? I'm not going to go into it. You know what acts of service are. You know what quality time is.
No, tell them. They waited through the whole quiz.
No, I know. Well, I'm going to go through yours too because
Yours
is just quality time, Steve.
What?
Yeah, it's just quality time. Everything
who
else.
Am I? Really?
The next one down would be physical touch.
That's for sure, yeah.
But it's like a good margin down.
That makes sense because I like doing shit for you, but I don't want you to do anything for me.
Yeah.
That makes so much sense.
So you value the quality time.
I never knew that.
So that would be an example of we have that in common, but I need the extra acts of service.
Yes.
And if you weren't willing to do the acts of service part, we wouldn't really have a great relationship.
That
time.
Makes sense.
There needs to be a quiz that's like gives us the answer of what we give versus what we receive. Because this is how we receive it.
Yes.
Right?
This is how we receive it.
Yeah. I would love to know how you give.
Yeah.
Because that you didn't even
I didn't know.
You thought you were act of service.
I did.
But you are, but for
But
giving.
I've never thought of it.
But I've never thought of it either. I don't know what I give.
Because I don't sit around and go
that's
like
that's very interesting.
Oh well because for me I'm like, well acts of service because I like to do stuff for Nikki. And then I'm like, wait a minute.
Right.
But Nikki, I don't like Nikki doing shit.
Totally.
I don't even want her to lift a finger for me at all.
That's so sweet.
I know.
Okay.
Is that sweet?
Yes. It is very sweet.
You should teach a class. I tell you that every time I see you. I'm like, I want any boy that I want to date, I'm like, go to Steve Green boot camp. You're going to have to do this before you date me.
That would
I'm like,
be amazing.
Rule number one, boys.
You should just make.
You don't have a birthday anymore,
you should
dude.
Make like a.
Sorry, it's over.
You should make like a guide, like a training program that people can buy. Yeah, that you can like.
Yeah.
And it's like you sell it for like $9.99 or whatever. And like, that's how.
You really should.
That's pretty tight. I want to call it something bomb, though, like something that'll lure in like some guys who need it.
So you want to know what quality time is?
Yeah, I do.
It is. In quality time, nothing says I love you like full undivided attention. Being there for this type of person is critical, but really being there with the TV off, fork and knife down, and all the chores and tasks on standby makes you feel truly special and loved. Distractions, postponed activities, or the failure to listen can be especially hurtful. Whether it's spending uninterrupted time talking with someone else or doing activities together, you deepen your connection with others through sharing time.
Really cute.
I dig it.
We all have
the only hang up I have with that is postpone activities, because if we have to postpone something, I'm the first one to be like, it's okay, don't worry about it. But you're always like, no, but we planned it all week and I want to do it. But I'm always like, dude, if your thing is going on, that's important. And I don't actually care if it's like something that is going down. Like, I don't actually give a fuck.
If we
have to cancel something.
Oh, I see.
Like, if we're having a date night.
Okay.
And like, you have a thing that comes up and you got to do it. You have an audition tomorrow or something.
Yeah.
I'm not sitting in the other room like, oh, I'm supposed to go on a date night. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, no, like, go do your audition. That's great. Go prep for your thing.
But we have a conversation about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not like.
But you don't feel unloved because it's out of the ordinary.
Right. No way. Yeah.
So it's not like I never go on date nights with you.
Yeah.
But this would be someone that totally doesn't get it. They're giving this person gifts all the time, and they're like, why don't they see that I love them? Because the other person feels, say your love language was quality time, and you never got any quality time, but the person kept giving you gifts.
I see, yeah.
They would think, why does this person think I don't love them? I'm giving them so many gifts.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And that's kind of what it is.
What's Megan's again?
Same. We're all quality time, and then hers is also acts of service too. So can helping with homework really be an expression of love? Absolutely. Anything you do to ease the burden of responsibilities weighing on an acts of service person will speak volumes. The words he or she most wants to hear, let me do that for you.
Oh my.
See, we
She's
got
coming.
It.
Oh my God, she gushed everywhere. We're gonna need a mop crew in here.
Why can't guys do this for you, Megan?
Truly.
Laziness.
Too bad it's MLK Day. I'm going to have to fucking get on my hands and knees and crawl out of here, dude. It's so slippery on the ground.
Oh, my God. Gross. Laziness, broken commitments, and making more work for them tell speakers of this language their feelings don't matter. When others serve you out of love and not obligation, you feel truly valued and loved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love that the symbol for acts of service is the fucking butler hand with yeah. the... You got the fucking dish
with the,
thing
like,
on
dish
it. Thing. Yeah, no. Whatever you call that.
Oh no!
Yeah, what is that called? I don't know.
What it's called.
A serving. Like,
I don't
a serving
know.
Tray.
Serving cake topper.
Dome.
A serving
yeah,
tray.
Yeah. What is that thing called?
Yeah, a serving tray.
Sure.
A caterer. I want to date a butler.
Yeah, basically that's. I guess.
I do. I did actually kind of marry that. I'm like, I want a burrito.
Easy over there.
Oh my God, a burrito. Like, you could have pulled it out of this thing.
That's ridiculous. Don't you put
That's
it like that,
sweet.
You'll fucking start seeing
I
a lot
know.
Less acts of service. I ain't your fucking butler.
I don't think of you as a butler ever. I didn't expect a burrito.
That's right.
Expecting a burrito would make you a butler.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's how she tricks me into doing this shit.
No. I honestly didn't think we had burrito places around us. I mean, I knew we had a Mexican restaurant, but
it's really good.
I didn't think they made breakfast
Last time
burritos.
I came over, I had
it's fucking
like, six tacos right next
really?
To it.
Yeah, dude.
It's authentic.
The jam-o.
It really is.
It is. It's,
yeah.
It's the shit. Everyone loves it.
All right. So those are your love languages, guys. I hope you are out there knowing now what your love language is and you know, getting into relationships where someone fulfills that for you. Because it's super, super hard when you don't understand what's wrong with your relationship. I feel like I've been in relationships where I just didn't get why we weren't working out. Like, it, on the surface, on the page, it seemed like we should work out. Like, we had the same sense of humor. We had the same interests. I think they're attractive, but why don't we work out? Why don't I ever feel loved? And it was because of that.
And if you're sitting out there and you're like, okay, I understand love languages, but how do I even speak love to begin with? That's not this episode. This is not that episode.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know what to tell you.
But you can go to 5lovelanguages.com if you want to take the same quiz that we took today. Not sponsored at all, but just letting you know. If you want to help yourself, there it is.
Help yourself.
Megan, did you learn anything today about
final
yourself?
Final thoughts, yeah.
I knew I was quality time and acts of service, but now what I've learned is that you could take it into friendships.
That is fun.
Do you want a gift?
Now? Is it a burrito?
No. I don't have one for you, but
give her
I just
your
want
pin.
To know.
Give her your little pin.
No, I'm not.
Give her your pen.
It's not my love language.
And it's not mine either, but okay. You have burritos.
Yeah. Can I just, what's the one for burritos? That's the one that I am.
Ever since you said that I need one.
Right?
I'm going to have one right after this.
You should.
Manifest it for yourself.
My final thought is if, I know there's a lot of people out there probably listening to this and they're like, yeah, but what about how, you know, I don't trust this person or whatever. Like, what does that got to do with, how do I factor that into this? And this is about actually assessing a relationship like that you want to succeed and not a relationship that has a bunch of holes in it and is sinking into the abyss.
Wait, what is the person concerned with? What if I don't trust this person?
Yeah, exactly. Like stuff like that is not love language shit. Like that.
Yeah, that's some shady shit.
You have sexual integrity problems in your relationship. Right. That's not what this is about.
Yeah, this is if like both of you are good people, but you're speaking a different language to each other. Like one of you speaking French and the other one speaking English, and you're like, no, habla. And that's not either of those languages.
Right.
And
yeah.
Like it does not compute. It can't. You can't communicate.
Yeah.
That's the exact same thing with love languages.
Mm-hmm. Because people are always like, it's about communication, but they don't tell you like what about communication. Because one person thinks they're clearly communicating, mm-hmm. and then the other person is like, I don't understand.
It's honest. Like when I was first with Nikki, we didn't understand each other. And so much of why our relationship's so good now mm-hmm. is because we had that like, fuck, dude, we got to actually try to listen to each other and understand each other, not just go like, well, here's all the things I'm still pissed about with you. Like how you fuck over a relationship, I think.
Yeah. And I think my final thought is just I didn't realize, and luckily you don't have this, but I didn't realize about that if you did have like an extra love language that I would need to be more conscious about fulfilling that.
Yeah.
Like I didn't really get that, because you could have a shared one, but then your partner could have an extra one.
Yeah.
I think that's super helpful to know.
Yeah, totally.
So you should take it with whoever you're dating, or like if you're deciding to be exclusive with somebody, you guys should both take the test.
I know.
So that you know.
Is there a sexy way to do that, though?
Like, no, find a better written one.
What
is the sexy way to do it? It's like do a shot every time you see
GIF. We should take this test, this compatibility test.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, maybe you strip every time.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Stripper compatibility.
You better fucking wear a whole snowsuit.
Yeah. That's a lot of questions.
Because that's a lot of questions, man. You better be dressed for skiing.
Well, thank you for listening. Hope that was informative. Thank you so much, Megan, for coming back on the podcast.
Yeah.
We missed you. Where can
thank
they find you?
On the internet anywhere at Megan Batoon, just like that.
Solid branding.
Yeah.
Just type
thank
in
God
at Megan.
I really squatted on that in high school.
Right?
Yeah.
And if you're listening to this, you can't get enough. We're on Megan Batoon's podcast, too.
That's right. Yeah.
She has a podcast called Just the Tip.
Just a Tip. Yep.
Just a Tip.
Yes.
Just not the Tip.
Yeah. Not
that's
the
a
tip.
Different podcast. It is not her podcast. Do not hold her accountable for that. Just a Tip. And it's an advice podcast.
Yeah.
So it's all these questions and more.
Exactly.
And yeah, if you have a topic that you want us to discuss, you can always email us at podcast@nikki.limo. That's podcast@nikki.limo. And we're on YouTube now. So find
check
us there.
It out. Peep that
game. Find us on my channel, youtube.com/nikkilimo. And there's a playlist called Should They Don't Tell You.
And you can get go get caught up. Don't forget to get caught up, because you will be behind if you are listening to an episode that is out of order.
Oh, yeah. You'll lose the plot.
You'll just completely lose it. So get caught up before you listen to the new one.
See you next week. Bye.
Why didn't anyone tell me?